From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A Russian-declared humanitarian ceasefire went into effect in Syria's embattled city of Aleppo Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the city. However, rebels in Aleppo have dismissed Russia's offer, accusing them of lying and calling the ceasefire a media stunt for public consumption. Similar humanitarian pauses have been organized by Moscow and Damascus before, but have largely failed. The United Nations says about 250,000 civilians are in desperate need of supplies on Aleppo's eastern side, and hundreds of others who urgently need medical care also need to be evacuated. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people were killed and 30 others wounded in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir on Friday. The attack followed the overnight arrest of the leaders of the People's Democratic Party, Parliament's second biggest opposition group, and at least 11 lawmakers from the party whose base is largely drawn from Kurds in the region. Leftists and progressives throughout Turkey were also arrested overnight. The blast took place near a police station where the lawmakers are being held. U.S. officials say an American military trainer was shot dead and 2 others critically injured by Jordanian security forces in a gun battle in an airbase Friday, correcting an earlier statement by the Jordanian military that 2 Americans had been killed. Jordan's military says the trainers were in a car that failed to stop at the gate of the Al Jafar airbase in southern Jordan. A Jordanian officer was wounded in the gunfire. Jordan receives financial help from the U.S. and is a key ally, being a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State in neighboring Syria and Iraq. This is VOA News. In the United States, the presidential candidates from both major parties and their surrogates are campaigning heavily in the states where it's too close to call. With the election just 4 days away, Republican Donald Trump told supporters in New Hampshire Friday the latest polling has him ahead of Hillary Clinton.
We're 3 points up nationwide and going like a rocket. We're leading in Ohio and Iowa and all over the place. I think we're doing great in North Carolina. I think we're doing great in Pennsylvania, too, by the way. And Florida looks beautiful. Florida looks beautiful. We have so many great polls. But you have to get out and vote on November 8th. You have to do that. We're on the cusp of historic change that transfers power from a failed political establishment and returns that power to you, the American people. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is paying close attention to her core support. Kathleen Hennessy of the Associated Press says Clinton is shoring up her support in states that traditionally have voted for the Democratic candidate.
Hillary Clinton is headed to Pennsylvania and Michigan. These are states that reliably vote Democratic. Neither state has voted for a Republican since 1988. So clearly Hillary Clinton is looking for Democrats and trying to gin up some support.
A new poll has found that a great majority of voters are not happy with the 2 presidential hopefuls, but that does not appear to have discouraged millions from voting before Election Day on Tuesday. There are mixed reactions on the streets of London Friday, a day after the High Court ruled that the British government needs Parliament's approval before formally triggering talks on leaving the European Union.
My husband and I went to live in Paris when we were very young because we believed in Europe, and we're absolutely shocked. We feel that idea has been betrayed. So I'm quite disgusted.
I'm very worried about what's happening. But again, the reason why people voted to leave was they saw it is undemocratic. The EU is undemocratic. Now, what the Remainers are trying to do is to use political decisions by judges, decisions by the House of Lords to block it. So they're playing into their hands. They're showing it's undemocratic.
The government is appealing against the Brexit ruling at the Supreme Court with a hearing expected next month. A massive demonstration in Jakarta against the governor turned deadly Friday night when protesters burned police cars and officers responded with tear gas and water cannons. Police say at least 1 person was killed, 7 others wounded in the violence. Tens of thousands of hardline Muslim protesters marched against the city's Chinese Christian governor, who has been accused of blasphemy. The heightened tensions in the capital were made worse by reports that Islamic State members in Syria had posted messages on social media calling for their followers to carry out attacks during the protests. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.